Permacolumn Raising Up the Post Frame Industry. Authored by Linda Schmid. In the early 2000s, Bob Meyer was working at the post frame building business his dad started, but the question kept coming to him: why are we putting wood in the ground when we know that sooner or later it's going to break down? He also wondered how many people had passed on post frame for that very reason. He started pondering what could be done to resolve this issue. What would make post frame more competitive with other types of construction? He thought about concrete. Concrete didn't break down as easily as wood. Yes, it could crack from the freeze-thaw cycle, but maybe he could improve the concrete so it wouldn't be so reactive to the weather. Meyer overcame this challenge by creating a concrete post. He created concrete that could handle 10,000 PSI. It's stronger than concrete roads and sidewalks, and it doesn't freeze. It would last a very long time. In fact, it is expected to last for generations. The original column is a 5-foot precast concrete column reinforced with rebar and topped with a U-bracket, said Mark Stover, president. This design ensures that wooden posts are installed above ground level, protecting them from moisture-related decay, Stover explained. In 2003, Meyer got his product patented and Permacolumn opened their doors in Craigville, Indiana. Growing. Over the years, the company has expanded through the Midwest to Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Idaho, Nova Scotia, Ontario, and Western Canada. They have 10 distributors. Their product line has expanded too, as they have continued to focus on ways to elevate the post-frame industry. The product line now includes their precast concrete columns, precast skirt boards, sturdy wall anchor brackets, composite footings called footing pad. Composite footings provide the equivalent strength and durability of concrete footers that save time, labor, and hassle. The company began getting certification from the International Code Council, ICC, on their products, and they have continued to do so. They also meet International Building Code, IBC, and International Residential Codes, IRC. Challenges and sunny skies ahead. The company's biggest challenge has been getting builders to try something new. They like to stick with the ways that have proven successful for them in the past. However, as many do make the change to Permacolumn, it becomes harder for builders that don't to compete with them. This is because the builders who aren't putting wood in the ground can make a compelling case that their structures are more durable. Lead by Ken Deering, Director of Operations at Permacolumn, the team set their minds to educating builders on why they should change and how it would make their buildings better. They sell the product by explaining the competitive advantage to the builders. We helped break bracket systems into the barndominium business, too, Deering said. When builders adopt new, innovative solutions, they grow. Those who don't will not be the leaders in the industry. Everyone struggles to find enough quality workers, but Deering said that it is easier for his team because they bring people in and train them. Further challenges are those that everyone in the industry feels to some extent: inflation, high interest rates, uncertainty about the country's leadership. All of these created some headwinds in the last half of 2024. However, Mark Stover sees good things for 2025. 2025 is shaping up nicely, Stover said. There is lots of optimism, and a lot of held-back business is now going forward. I think it's going to be steady, predictable growth going forward into the near future, he added. In part, that's because since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, the trend has been to move out of the urban areas to take up residence in the countryside. This is happening because of a change in priorities, the desire for more space, and more people working remotely. He feels that is good news for post-frame building because rural areas are where people build barndominiums. They are usually not as prevalent in cities. Company culture. The culture that the company has cultivated is all about family, Stover said. Everything that can reasonably be done is done to keep employees safe and happy. The company is now employee-owned through an employee stock ownership plan, ESOP. Key longtime employee and office manager, Becca Meyer, said the ESOP makes them all part of one big family. It provides a very compelling reason for people to come work at Permacolumn and to stay. It motivates people to do their best and pull together. After all, they get a piece of the pie. A family board on the wall displays pictures of employees and their families. A slideshow in the break room also has employee and family photos along with cultural events. We have steak cookouts or other lunches every month for every shift. That can mean grilling 56 steaks, Meyer said. Once a month, the team has a fireside chat where they talk about finances, industry news, and they thank the employees for their labor. Meyer feels it is important to know that what they do matters to the company and all who are part of it. Blueprint for success. Stover believes it is important to have a vision and develop at least a 5-year plan based on it. Then hire the best people, reward them with the best pay, Stover said, and make sure to give them compelling reasons that your product is going to help customers. If they believe in the products the way you do, you create advocates for your business and the industry. Further, if you and your employees as a team are providing products that elevate the industry, most everyone in the industry will want to be part of it. We are competitors, but we can all grow together. Raise the tide and all boats go up, he concluded. Reflecting and looking forward. Looking back, Stover believes there are several things that he would do a little differently. He would spend more time with employees. It's always a great use of time. He would try not to take challenges too seriously in the moment. Yes, they have to be dealt with, but most challenges do not have to be handled this second. Take a little time to think, and you will likely make a better decision. As for the future, Stover definitely has a vision. His goal? To double sales in 5 years. Permacolumn will continue to provide products that the post-frame industry needs, hire the people, and do what it takes to make it happen.